Crazy Town Podcast. I'm Jonas.
And I'm TNT 9. I'm Mike the Explosive One. Let's crack into another one.
So TNT.
Yo.
Have you ever had to use a translator before? Like, have you ever had like a job where you had to like call a translator, like anything at all?
No, I've used like apps on my phone, I guess, like the Google Translator. I've done that before.
Well,
when I want to know if somebody's making fun of me.
Right.
No, I've
No. So what, I have at work, we have a translator service. You call, you tell them what language that you need, you know, and then it's very interesting to use, like even on a phone call. And like, it's funny because the job I did it for was not a customer service based job. And it was, and you could always tell when the translator was like using the tone that was supposed to be like kind when you were like trying to be like assertive. And like you, it, like I, they, like you, I would talk for like a minute, like da 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 da, here's our situation. Like, and they would just, and they'd say like three sentences. And I'd be like, translator, I don't think you got all that. And they would just be like, sorry. And I'm like, you don't have to be not, you can tell them what I said. Like, it's, it was funny. So like, it always makes me think, like, are translators really doing the service?
See, and that's why the ones on the cell phones are getting pretty comprehensive.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I know we're going off a topic a little bit, but I know the ones on the cell phones are getting pretty good. Apparently there's one on the new Google phone, not the new Google phone, the new, Android phone that works pretty well too. I haven't gotten a chance to use it on mine yet, but, yeah, we're getting closer to the point where we won't need a once again, taking the jobs of Americans through AI.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't think people are going to want to carry a phone around if they have to like this guy that we're about to talk about. But I did use Google Translate when I went to Mexico, like for the guy would come to the room to like, cause I was at a resort. So you get like, they would give you like pop and water and candy and alcohol or whatever. So I literally was like, can I have a bottle of whiskey for the room? And like, just showed it to him. And then I let him talk. And I took it in and saw what he said. Yeah. So
the ones they're getting are getting better, where you can talk and it does it almost in real time.
Yeah, 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 exactly. So, but anyways, so there's a baseball player. He's super like, he's like the best player in the league. And what's really weird about him is he is a pitcher and he can hit, which is like unheard of. Okay. So it.
I don't know much about baseball.
What?
I don't know much about baseball.
Yeah, most of the time you're a pitcher or you're not. Like Babe Ruth back in the 20s was a pitcher and a hitter or whatever. But normally pitchers don't try to hit. They just pitch. Mm-hmm. But this guy, he's a pitcher and he's a really good hitter too.
Okay.
So, but he's from Japan, I think Japan, and he has a translator.
Do they love baseball out there?
Oh, Japanese baseball is huge.
It's huge.
So this guy just got paid something stupid, like $700 million on like a new contract or something.
Baseball salaries are insane.
Yeah, they do. But here's
the
thing.
They play a lot of games.
They play
a lot.
It's like they play, I think, like 6 months out of the year. Yeah. And they literally play almost every day except for like one a week or something. And that's it. So they go from city to city to city to city, play every day.
Like, it's like being on tour.
It's a gauntlet.
Yeah.
So,
but it's
so anyways,
still an insane
this
amount.
This dude
of money.
Is not only his baseball translator; it's like his personal life assistant translator. He's known him forever. Just he translates for him. They were in the middle of a team meeting, and the translator stands up on his own and in English tells everyone that like I have a gambling problem. He's paid off my gambling debts. You know, out of nowhere. So like the team's like, what the fuck is going on? And so, and here was the biggest red flag of all of this. It's illegal to bet on baseball.
Yeah.
Like in baseball, it's weird because in football, you can't bet on anything. You can get suspended. In baseball, you can bet, but you just can't bet on your own. You can't, I don't think you can't bet on baseball itself. Definitely not your own games. I think if you bet on baseball but not your game, you get a suspension. Bet on your own game, lifetime ban, Pete Rose.
Yeah.
Because he bet on his own game.
But he bet on his own team.
He bet on his own team to win, which is weird. Like, if you're betting on your own team to lose, I see that.
Yeah.
Because then you can throw it.
Yeah.
But if you're betting on yourself to win, I don't understand.
Yeah, that's just confidence at that point.
Right, I don't know. But anyways.
I would always bet on my own team, right?
So what came out originally was like, this is really weird. Is the debt really this guy's? And he's been betting on sports. But the interpreter's taking the fall.
Yeah.
So this came out, they did that, and then all of a sudden, like the next day, then the story changes that he stole the money from him to like pay off his debt, and like so it's just getting like so that obviously he got fired, the translator, like whatever. So I'm like, did they have a plan and the translator just messed it up? Or was it really the translator had a gambling problem, stole his, it was like $4 million.
Yeah, it was a lot of money.
It wasn't like he owed like 25 grand to a bookie.
Yeah.
Millions of dollars he owed.
But I mean, the dude just made
astronomical. These baseball games are getting super realistic. This literally looks like you're watching a game on TV.
Yeah, but obviously baseball salaries are crazy. So $4 million is like pocket change for these guys. But
yeah, it's not even 10% of his money. So it's like, but I guess the guy had full access to all his funds because he was like his personal assistant translator.
Yeah, I'm wondering if he was stealing. It seems to me like he was stealing it, probably. And then he tried to say is that the guy paid them off because he was probably caught. I'm thinking,
yeah, like something was going to come out, and he tried to get ahead of the story. Is my guess.
It's so sad to see. I mean,
if the baseball guy is really innocent, probably what happened is someone noticed the money being paid to like a bookie, and he tried to get in front of it to not get the player in trouble.
Yep, and that's what I was getting at.
Yeah, like
it's sad, but on the same, it's like because you know he was making good money.
The translator.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. For a translator for a baseball star, you're making a lot of money.
A translator for one of the premier baseball stars, you're making good money. You're going everywhere he goes, all over the world, all over these different cities. He's got to pay you every day you're there.
Yeah.
Bro, you've got the life.
If I got super rich, I might hire a translator just so I didn't have to talk to people. Like they wouldn't even be a translator. They'd just be a conduit. Like I would, like, they would talk to me and I would like pretend like I didn't know what they were saying. And I'd talk to the translator and I'd be like, oh yeah, here's what, and then he would like translate my English to English back to them. And I would just ignore everyone.
You see, this guy is such a liar because you love talking.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm 1,000%. I would be like, can I talk to everyone?
And now if anybody was going to do that, it would be me. And you know that.
I know.
In fact, when you said it, I was like, this is an awesome idea.
I would be your translator. If you ever got really rich,
I would love that.
You talk to me, and then I talk to everyone else.
Bro, oh my God, I would pay you. You can steal $4 million from me if I'm making his money. If I'm making his money, you got it. Yeah. Right?
You're like, you just pretend like you don't hear anything anyone says. You talk to me.
Oh, my
then
God.
Then I relate, and they're like, I can hear him. He's speaking English. And I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, my God. That sounds amazing.
You're like, I have to call my bank. I'm like, all right, I'll call him.
Oh! Oh, my God.
Sorry, he doesn't speak English. They're like, sir, he is speaking. No. No, I know it sounds like you're speaking English. Definitely
I
not.
Speak, tell him I don't speak English.
Yeah. And you're like, this lady's a dumb bitch. Tell her I don't speak English. I'm like, ma'am, he says he couldn't understand what you were saying. What do you need? She's like, I heard him call me a bitch. You're like, no.
I'll be like, Jonas, you don't have to be nice. Yeah. You can tell them what I said.
They're like right in front of you. You're the cashier at Walmart. They're talking directly to you, and you just look at them like you literally have no idea what they're saying.
I'm telling you, man, that's amazing. Honestly, I love that.
Yeah,
but I'm sure
rich enough, I would do that for you.
I'm sure it was probably tough for this guy. You know, he doesn't speak any English or minimal English.
Yeah,
and then you get somebody that you probably vetted to a certain extent, and you learn to trust them
forever. So it's like you probably before you were even famous. As soon as you were. Popular enough to need a translator, right? Yeah,
that's what I guess. Part of me kind of wishes that it was the other scenario where the baseball player had the gambling problem, and
it's a way more salacious story. That's for sure.
That the baseball player.
Like he had the problem. He's covering it up, and he's really like a degenerate gambler, and he's like the best player in the league, and like
okay, that is more salacious.
Yeah,
because then he becomes the target. Yeah, so yeah, that would be better, but. Just because I want to see the friendship last. It's sad to me when I see a friendship go over something as petty as that, man. That's pocket change, man. It's nothing. It's nothing.
Yeah.
To him.
No,
to him.
No, right. Yeah. I mean, if I had $800 million and you were like, I have a gambling problem and I have a $4 million debt, I wouldn't be happy about it, but I'd be like, I got you, homie. Like, let's not let this happen again.
Dude, why are you $4 million in gambling debt, motherfucker? I'm going to cover it up. But what are you doing?
Yeah, like, wait.
Stop.
Yeah.
Chill.
Like, I pay you well, but not $4 million well. Like, what do you do?
Man, you make... This guy was making what? Probably $4 million a year?
He probably was making... Yeah. He was making close to like, six figures, if seven figures.
Yeah, you got to go to every baseball game. You got.
You're a 24-hour anything, you're making at least six figures.
You're going everywhere this guy goes. This guy wants to go to McDonald's. You're going with him. Yeah, and I don't know. It sounds like the life of me. I kind of wish I knew Japanese. I gonna help dude out.
Hey, I'll be me.
Yeah, mushy. Yeah, mushy.
So, I don't know. I mean, more will come out. Obviously, we'll see what happens. But I still, part of me deep down, I just love a good scandal. And like, I would love for this to be like even more deep and lie filled than anyone knows.
I mean,
and like,
they'll probably do some investigating on it.
Oh, for sure, because they need to investigate to make sure that he's not the one gambling.
That's the biggest thing. Is because somebody close to you just came out with that information. Who's to say that you aren't the one that's funneling?
Yeah, like if I was rich
him.
And famous, and you're my homie, and all of a sudden you get arrested for something really odd and weird. They're like, is he taking the fall for him? They're close. Is he taking the fall? Yeah. Like, you know,
or like I said, he could be funneling the money through him. He's using him as kind of like
the conduit. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, oh yeah. He's making the bets.
A laundering service.
Yeah. Essentially. Yeah. He's like your bet launderer.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but it's, I don't know. We'll see what happens, but that's all the time we have for this episode. Please make sure to like, subscribe, go to thecrazytown.com for Jonas.
TNT.
Oh yeah.